This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne. And as we all know, we've been sneezing. The allergy season is upon us, but that means one thing. The flowers and all the things are coming back to life. And one of the things that highlights one particular flower in its glory, the daffodil. And that is said Meriden Daffodil Festival. And it's coming up next weekend, the 29th and the 30th, over in Meriden, Hubbard Park. Beautiful location. The tents are up. You can smell the flowers a mile away. And joining me this morning is Rick Susio, co-chair of the festival. Rick, thank you for joining me today.
Joey, thank you for having me on, and thank you to all your listeners for tuning in and hearing about the festival.
So how long, people know about the festival. How long has this festival been going on?
This year will be our 43rd year. Unfortunately, we had to take 2 years off because of COVID, so it's not our 43rd annual, but it is our 43rd year overall. And it started back then as a one-day, very small event. And to use a pun, it has blossomed into really two weekends and 2 weeks worth of setup.
Well, we are all about the puns here. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, it is. It has grown into, it's an event now. It's a destination. People, this is on people's calendars. People want to get out there. And, you know, we'll give it the asterisk for those 2 years of COVID. Those years were just miserable. So we'll throw in the 43rd, continually running besides those 2 years, but everything exists. So we'll give it that. I mean, I'm waiting to finally stop asking this question about those 2 years of COVID. Are you guys pretty much back to the full-blown festival festivities at this point?
Yes, we are. And actually, this year we're increased with several new activities. And, last year was a challenging year for us because it was all new to everyone. And we weren't sure how people would come back to crowded situations. But fortunately, being an outdoor venue, and last year's weather being spectacular, we had one of our most successful years. And part of that also was the pent-up frustration of 2 years of not being social animals that we are by nature.
Oh, yes.
And we're hoping for the same weather this year and for beautiful banner weekend. With a festival like ours, it really comes down to the weather. Unfortunately, with the weather we've been having, the daffodils will be past their peak. There'll still be some magnificent displays that have managed to hold on of the different varieties. Some are hardier. But really what the festival comes down to is being, you know, an all-inclusive festival for the city of Meriden to shine and show off all the attributes we have from a beautiful park, as well as supporting many nonprofits that come in. We have over 21 nonprofits that'll be working in our food booth this year, the large tent. And they're all different groups from youth sports to civic organizations to church groups. And they sell everything you can imagine from, you know, the typical fair foods, fried dough, chicken fingers. But then we'll also have the Silver City waffle, strawberry shortcake sundae, and they have mini donuts and ethnic food. We're going to have empanadas, walking tacos, kibasi sandwiches, German bratwurst. And of course, it wouldn't be any kind of event in the city of Meriden without having served steamed cheeseburgs. So we will have a group selling steamed cheeseburgs. And all of those groups are nonprofits, and we're proud to give them an opportunity to come in and enjoy the festival. And for most of them, it is the largest fundraiser they will have all year. And especially in the case of last year, where the weather was spectacular and people were just dying to get back out into the community.
I think that's one of the things people had a lot of pent up, I don't want to say frustration, but angst to get out and kind of life the way it used to be, the good old days, if you will. And you
right,
you threw all that food. I mean, the food is one thing. There's so many events, entertainment. I mean, it's 2 days chock full of things for families to get out and do and just enjoy being outdoors. Like I said, it's a beautiful park. Hubbard Park is amazing. There's parking. You guys are doing different things. People can check out daffodilfest.com. That's daffodilfest.com. You got all the information there. I mean, when you're planning this for the next year, like, what are you looking? I'm sure you're getting feedback on X, Y, Z, how things went. But is there like those things that you're like, yes, we scored this for this year, that are like, just, you can't wait for people to experience this year?
Well, a few things this year that are exciting. One, we have added kind of celebrating Meriden's history, which will be a new thing this year. One of the local organizations, the Solomon Joff House, is going to be doing a demonstration of 1700 living and what it was like. And they'll have reenactment participants dressed in that era garb. We're also having a local artist, author Justin Piccirillo, who did a book on the history of Hubbard Park and also just came out with a new book on famous artists from Meriden. And he will be here both days of the festival. And then this year, we're also going to add for a couple hours on Saturday and a couple hours on Sunday, a shuttle bus ride up to Castle Craig. And they can look out not only over the city of Meriden, but out over the surrounding communities. And it's a pretty good perspective to see the festival from, because you'll see your own drone vision of the tents and the stages and the rides and the daffodils and the beautiful lake. So I think people will really enjoy that. And then, we continue to have the Business and Community Expo in partnership with the Mid-State Chamber of Commerce. We have the three stages with entertainment, our welcome stage, our band shell, and the food stage. This year, our feature entertainment is actually Meriden's own Joby Rogers with the Ultimate Michael Jackson Experience.
I love that.
And he's toured the world, and yeah, he's from Meriden, and he's excited to be here. So I know he's going to put on a great show for his hometown. And then we also have all the local bands that we typically have, and we've added some new ones. There is a type of music for everyone. We're going to have rhythm and blues. We're going to have country and Western. We're going to have all kinds of, different ethnic groups. We will have some reggae. We will have some salsa. We're going to have a tribute to Tom Petty, which people are very excited about. I think since his passing, those that enjoyed his music have really come to miss him and take any opportunity they can to see anything, a performance by a talented group that does his music. And then we have two areas with kids' activities besides the rides. And we've increased our rides this year. We have more space and more rides. So that's exciting. But then we have character meet and greets with some of the finest youth celebrities that you can get, from different movies and TV shows and books. And then we have the action zone, where we're going to have stunt shows and different magicians. And we'll also have dance recitals and all kinds of karaoke. And then there's free face painting, free henna. And as I say that, I want to remind everybody, the shuttle buses, we park at Platt High School. When that gets full, they go to Lincoln Middle School, and it's free parking, free shuttle buses, free admission. All the entertainment is included. The only thing you will have to pay for is if you'd like to buy something at the craft fair, if you'd like to do the rides, And then again, we ask you to support the nonprofits by buying the food.
Yeah.
We do sell tickets for the purchase of rides and foods. We will have an ATM on site. And where else can you go and have three stages of entertainment, two areas for kids, and reenactment area, and a Chamber of Commerce Expo, and all of that is free?
That's an it's an amazing
thing. I can't think of many events that do that.
No, not this day and age. So you guys are doing a service to the people and also the community. Like you said, you know, not a lot of nonprofits, a lot of the money stays right there in the community. You're helping people that live in your own backyard. And again, it's the Meriden Daffodil Festival, daffodilfest.com. The coming up next weekend, so throw down your calendar if you're looking at your calendar, the 29th and 30th. Saturday and Sunday, Saturday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., so plan your day. And then Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., so plan your dinner, lunch, and breakfast. Get some food. Don't worry about cooking. Bring the whole family. Plan a day around. It's the Meriden Daffodil Festival. Coming up next weekend, the 29th and 30th over in Meriden. Again, all those shuttles, all the parking you can look at, all the food you can look at, the flowers, well, Mother Nature's fickle and does what she does, but the festival must go on, as they say. And joining me again this morning, Rick Suzio, co-chair of the festival. That's the Meriden Daffodil Festival coming up next weekend, the 29th and 30th, 8 to 9 p.m. Saturday, 8 to 5 p.m. Sunday. More information, daffodilfest.com. Rick, thank you for joining me this morning. These are things that people need to get out, enjoy the nice weather, enjoy things going on right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.